Trevor Zamparelli on 2FM
with Virgin Mobile. Go from scrolling through stories to creating your own. Freedom is calling. Virgin Mobile. Bring on amazing.
Now, shortly after Dancing with the Stars began, Russia invaded Ukraine. One of our pro dancers, Dennis Sampson, revealed on air on the telly that his family were still there. Have a listen to this.
For those who don't know, Dennis is from Ukraine, so it's been extremely difficult for him this week with his friends and family back home. But I just have to say, he's an absolute trooper. He showed up every single day, blood, sweat and tears. It wasn't even an option for him to miss the show, and I really take my hat off to him. He's incredible. He's truly incredible. I'm so lucky with Dennis is there.
It's like everybody knows what's going on in Ukraine.
Yeah.
My family is there. My friends. I just like want to say, Ukraine, like, we're strong. We will not give up. And with you, big love. I want to say big thank you to Ireland, to Dublin, to Dancing with the Stars, to the crew, to the producers, to everybody. Yeah, to support and being this week with me. Like, I'm really, thank you so much.
So, Dennis Sampson is here in studio. It is so good to see your little face. How are you?
Hello, everybody. Really.
It's interesting to listen to that clip. We were just saying off air that it seems like a lifetime ago.
Oh, yeah. It's like it is, but it's so, how to say, so hard. Like, you know, when you do for half a year, you know, you meet new friends, new family, new partners, everything, new people, and you like see them like 24/7, and then it's like suddenly like boom, bye bye.
Yeah,
it's like really hard, but really happy to be here. See my Erica, see you guys still here, and
it's... So you're here for now. So what is the plan? You obviously you can't go back to Ukraine. Where are you going? What's happening?
I was planning staying here, do some lessons, do some classes, maybe open some Dennis Sampson school, you know, start to teach, and waiting for the next season because, definitely I cannot come back to Ukraine. And but I get the proposal, so I will go, I will join the cruise, and I will go to London, then I go to Greece. And then I will be on a cruise until November, and then I hopefully come back and we will do another season.
Please, God. Now, just after the invasion, we had you in studio and your family were saying they were staying put. Your mom and your auntie, they weren't moving, they were staying. Is that still the situation, Dennis? What's going on?
The situation, it's still the same.
Okay.
The Russians, they just start to like they say, they protect, but now they just to shoot the buildings. They start to shoot the people. They start to shoot the shops, the magazine, the everything. Just to destroy, just as much as they can, just destroy and do the damages, and just to make themselves just, you know, satisfied. Mm. That's it, because they know they cannot do nothing. They start to throw the bombs, the rockets on the train stations with the writings like it's for our kids or something like this. You know, it's just like disaster. It's
very hard to watch.
Yes.
Very hard to watch.
Yes.
So where's your mom now?
Still the same.
Okay.
Still Odessa. Still seated home. But like she messaged me like just like maybe 1 week ago. She said to me like, listen, I will go to start to work, because she have a pet shop. You know, she can open, she can close whatever she wants. And she just opened the shop and just sitting there. At least it's, she said, like, my ceiling start to leak. I need to go out to do something to feel I want to be like busy with something.
Normal.
Just
life,
to be normal.
Is that happening a lot? Are people just trying to get on with their lives?
I think it was everybody.
Yeah.
It was everybody. And the people who went outside, who was lucky to went outside on a really, really beginning, they start to kind of like build a new life in new country. So it's totally, totally new life. And I cannot imagine
what that is like.
What? Yes.
Yeah, that is crazy. Have your friends joined the army?
Yes, and even more.
Wow.
Even more celebrities. Even more, more like all the guys like I used to know. Like I told already, Dancing with the Stars. They really joined the army before they go to study how to become actually military. Because otherwise, like if you jump right away there, so you will never come back if you don't know how to actually shoot. So they start to study how to shoot, how to use the weapon, how to use the guns, what is the tactic, what is the everything. And now they went, it's not the first role, yeah, but they went there. They're on the street, where's the sounds on, the normal people must to come back to the home.
That's right.
And sitting there for some period of time, for example, from 8 p.m. to, from 6 p.m. to 8 a.m., something like this,
okay.
I believe. And then the guys go outside on the street and protect, you know. So many, many celebrities, what I know, my friends, and like they join the army, they protect.
What's your view on Zelensky?
He is a true man. He is true president with big, big, real, you know.
Action hero.
Yes, action
real
hero.
Real life hero, we're
yes,
seeing.
Yes, exactly.
He's incredible.
Forever.
Yeah.
You know, like some of the presidents we will remember like terrorists,
yeah.
You know, and some of we will remember like true, real Ukrainian man president who protect not only his life, the other's life, our lives.
Tell me, what was life like in Ukraine before all this? Was there always tension? Was there always a fear in the air?
Have to say, it's like already for many, many years, like in Donbas, in Donetsk, it's like 8 years it was the war. Like in this couple of cities, Lugansk and Donetsk, it was a war because the Russians won't take, they took Crimea.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Then they want to take Donetsk. Then they want to take Lugansk. Then they want to take Mariupol and more and more and more and more. If it's not stops in Ukraine, you know, it will go further and further.
Yeah. Zelensky keeps saying that.
Yes. Yeah. I believe in that as well. Because like they will never stop. They will never stop. Never enough. And you can see it. You can see it in our country. Ukraine was inside. It was great. Every people was busy. They do Dancing with the Stars. Like just like normal life, yes,
yeah.
Normal life like here as well, you know. And then like suddenly somebody come to your country and say you belongs not to yourself, you belongs to me. You not have culture, you not have your language. You will do what I say. It's not right. It's not right. Like no, it's 21st century. Mm. We're not in the forest. We're not in jungle. We can talk. We can speak about something. We can do. We can go on some kind of compromise, you know, compromise some. But you cannot just come and say, you're not allowed, you don't belong to yourself, you're not
it's
human.
It's barbaric. So 500 Ukrainian people are arriving in Ireland every single day.
Oh, my God.
Every single day to Ireland. And we will happily start meeting them every day as they go about settling in. You were chatting to Graham outside.
Yes.
And
yeah,
he knows someone like, who's taken in a family.
Yeah.
How does that feel when you see that?
When I see how the Irish people from Ireland and how the Ireland all like, you take the people who actually you don't know them. You don't know the family. You take them to your place, to your home. It's make my heart warm, you know. It's
yeah, it's not good to see.
Yes, it's but at the same time, it's really shame that the Ukrainian people must run from their
home.
Country and home and leave everything for no reason. Actually, it's not for their reason.
Would you say a lot of Ukrainian people have good English? What's the situation
Oh,
there?
Oh, no.
Okay.
Oh, no. Nah, I, like, it's really rare. Like, especially the old generation,
yeah.
Totally not speak English.
Mm.
Totally. The younger generation, yeah, maybe they have a school, maybe they study outside of country, or I don't know. Yeah, but definitely, like...
So, okay, so if we're to meet a Ukrainian in the street and we want to say hello, how do you say...
Доброго дня!
Sorry, that's very long. Hi, then. How,
yeah.
Say it again.
Доброго.
Доброго.
Дня.
Дня.
Да.
Доброго дня.
Доброго дня.
Okay.
Як все маєш?
Як все маєш?
Yeah.
So keep that in your back pocket if you meet anybody, because there's 500 a day. That's a lot.
Oh, my
and
God.
It's amazing that they're coming here and they can come here and we will help them. And the Irish people have been amazing in their response.
Definitely.
Dennis, it's great to see
great
you
to
again.
See you too, guys.
And listen, we wish you the very, very best
Thank
of luck.
Thank you guys so much.
And honestly, we are keeping your family in our thoughts and
Thank
prayers
you.
And genuinely are praying for peace in
Thank
Ukraine.
Thank you. Thank you, guys.
Jennifer Zaffarelli.
Weekday morning from 9
on 2FM.